All right, Donna, we are recording. If you'll begin by stating your full name and title for the record, please.
I am Donna Murley, FNEP Assistant Coordinator at the University of Missouri Extension.
Well, Donna, we're all getting ready for Thanksgiving, and for so many of us, that means a lot of food. But I understand that those smart eating habits at Thanksgiving can carry out throughout the whole season. Talk to me a little bit about that, if you will, please.
That is very true. In terms of healthy eating habits, all foods are okay to eat. It's just a matter of portion. And as we consume our foods, we need to be aware of how we're feeling. If we're feeling overly full, then it would be great to back off. It's good to stop when you're satisfied. You don't need to be stuffed. And those habits can happen anytime, actually, all through the year. I think it's really important to incorporate fruits and vegetables at as many meals as possible to get those important nutrients that are in the fruits and vegetables, plus they do help fill us up. Other habits I think that are very important is to incorporate some physical activity into your day. It's really tough in our culture to get physical activity because many of us have sedentary jobs, and we also have sedentary entertainment venues such as TV or playing with computers or our phones, that kind of thing.
Now, I've always heard don't go to a party or a gathering on an empty stomach, have something before you go. Is that something that you would agree with?
I agree with that 100%. Oftentimes we are starved, and so when we get to the party, we head right to the snack table, and then we overconsume because we are so hungry. And so we find that we're talking and eating and talking and eating, and we end up consuming more food than we actually need. So if we start out not being quite so hungry, then it does help us to moderate our intake while we're there. Another hint about parties is when you're talking with people, move away from the snack table. If it takes effort or you have to move to get to the snack table, you eat less food at that party than if you were standing right by the snack table and talking.
Such a great place to stand, though, Donna. I know. But
It's a great place to stand.
Well, let's talk about alcohol. Of course, this time of year, that kind of comes with a lot of these holiday parties. Is it okay to have a little bit? What's your recommendation there?
Well, that's another thing. Moderation is the key. Be sure you are keeping track of how much you're drinking. For one thing, you may not want to consume as many calories. Plus, of course, there's always a risk of drinking and driving. And so the topic there is to sip your drink. And then in between, perhaps a drink, if you have two drinks, have a glass of water or have some of the mixer with no alcohol in it. Or drink a unsweetened or a artificially sweetened soda or other drink like tea, that kind of thing.
Now, Donna, we listen to your advice, and we have good intentions, but sometimes it happens we overindulge. So where do we go from there if we overindulge on Thanksgiving? How can we bounce back?
If you overindulge on Thanksgiving, that's something that we as Americans normally do. So that's one of the things that can happen. So the next few days, try to eat a little bit less and increase your physical activity, and that will help decrease the impact of all those calories eaten. If you know what you weigh before you go into the holidays, that's a good thing, too. Just have a goal of not gaining weight during the holidays, and that will go a long way in order to keep you healthy for longer.
Very good. Lots of good tips, Donna. We certainly appreciate that. Anything else that you would like to add or that we might have missed?
Have a great time, enjoy your family and friends, and incorporate physical activity into your gatherings.
Great recommendations.